the government has started to go after people. Myself, I was summoned in the Yonglei State Legislative Assembly, and just to inquire about the protests, what they want, and why they are persisting. The mayor of Bor Municipal Council was also summoned, and the commissioner for Bor County was also summoned, three of us. And it's the same question, just to know what we know about the protests. And yes.
It's a little bit strange that lawmakers will summon activists. So what were they asking you when they summoned you?
They asked me what I know about the protest, whether I took part in the protest, and what do protesters really want, and why the protests are persisting, not once. Is that as civil society, we were in solidarity with the protesters. A number of, group of women and youth, who are grieved, who are really being challenged by the situation in the country, especially the economic situation, the security aspect of it. And they felt they want to express their dissatisfaction. They also had demands that they want to present to the government in a peaceful manner. The concerns are pretty much genuine. Talking about high prices of commodities in the market that have impacted their standards of living. This is something everybody in the country is really feeling, and anybody can sympathize with them. And so that's what we did. And so they accused me of, being behind the protests and saying this is not just about the high cost of living, just as we see it, but there is something big behind it that... that there are people who are supporting this, who are putting a lot of money, and these are politicians who want to change the government. It's some sort of rebellion and all of this and all of that. So this is what they did. And the commissioner said, threatened me, of arrest, that I was going to be arrested after the meeting because there was a...
So you're telling me that after the lawmakers summoned you, the commissioner of Bor County was threatening to arrest you. Talk to me about that.
They wanted to arrest me, but of course the lawmakers intervened and said no, we will not be arrested because this is our forum that we convene, so we will not arrest him here. And then on the same day, at night, at about 9, they went to one of our colleagues called Alewa Nyat. Alewa Nyat is also he's a civil servant. He works with the government, with the Ministry of Information. And, they went to his house, and then they took him. That was CID that was with him. They also came to me. They do not know precisely where my house is located. So they tried, they stationed around my house there and, played a trick, got somebody within the CID who knows me very well. He's sort of a friend a bit. So call me out so that, we can discuss something or something like that. But I realized there was something behind. So I asked him, it is late, I will not go, and then put off my phone. So I...
Why is it that it is only the people in Yonglei State who are protesting the high cost of living? I mean, everybody in the country is crying about prices. People are not able to put food on the table for their families, and civil servants have not been paid for months. Why is it that it is only the people of Yonglei who have stood up to speak?
Yeah, that's the question, a very interesting one. When you look at the country, South Sudan, different parts of the country, there are different things take place in different parts of the country in terms of the level of awareness. There are some people who really do not know that peaceful protest is a constitutional right within the country. There are people who know, but they fear. They do not have experience. And when you look at Yonglei State, these things are very normal. People have been protesting a number of times, 2021, 2022, civil servants, business people, border, and, students and so forth. It's a normal thing in Yonglei State.
You say these protests in Bor will continue regardless and despite these threats and arrests. I mean, how safe are activists who are still planning to come out and speak out about the issues that are affecting people. How safe are they?
For now, we do not know whether this protest will the protest will continue to take place as usual, because people are now dispersed. People are, you know, in different places. Like Aleu, who is now in jail, they tried to bring him to court today. I have not got the update yet whether he's tried or not. People are scared, you know, and the women who were leading this were also kind of threatened, and they've called. So we still do not know whether it will or not. Yeah, we may have a mass protest anytime soon, because the circumstances will force people out. For now, politicians and those other interest groups who are trying to protect their positions, you know, by acting sometimes illegally or outside of the law, because arresting people at night, this is very illegal. It in fact should be a criminal act, but it is being done by officials of the government, and the government is not saying anything about it, not condemning it.